Carl Goodman. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Steve?
Yep. This is Steve.
Okay. I don't know what happened. We got cut off.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. So what's the last thing you heard me say?
Yeah, I have heard all the things that I was saying. That was the that was my main concern. I initially asked him to share the contract before we confirm him the order. But as he was saying that it's his process that he will be doing after getting the copies.
Yeah, but in other words, once he gets our money then or our copies, he goes away. I really want you to get involved in this because I've tried. I want you to call him, and because you can tell stories on me. You can say that Carl was suspicious. He called Books a Million. They have no records of you as an employee. He talked to the loss prevention security guy who has no knowledge of you or where you are. And you can say he even told Carl, although they do buy books from people, they do never buy the individual's advertising. Like the standees, the bookmarks.
The postcard. Uh-huh. I got it.
Yeah, he says they produce their own advertising for their own stores with their own logos and all that.
Got it. So you're saying, should I go on your behalf and speak to him?
Yeah, I want to see what he has to say, just out of curiosity.
Sure.
And you can tell him the other obvious thing, Steve. Because if I talk to him, I'll tell him go pound salt. You can, okay? I'll say meet me somewhere in the dark alley, and you and I'll talk. Okay?
Sure.
Find out what he says. You can tell him everything I've said. Like, for instance, why in the world would you have us produce things that we don't know where we're going to send them? Possibly it's because the scam is that we get all these books and he vanishes and we have nowhere to send them. So as I said, I want you to stop production on them because I can't afford them if they're not going into a store. I just can't afford that. I'll go broke.
I got your point, Carl. I will have a word with him. I'll try to call him or reach out to him, but either by call over the phone or email, and whatever happens, I'll update you.
Yeah, please update me because I will call American Express and cancel the expense for that. I can do that with them.
But Carl, if you're going to cancel the amount, it's going to be a chargeback on our side. Because you have paid us, not him. So in
that's correct. But I should, I'll just say this one time. I will not pay for something that I don't need or get.
I got
it's as simple
point.
As that.
So all I'm saying is do not go for the dispute or chargeback or anything. If you want the money, just let me know and I'll do it on my end. Just don't go for the chargeback or any refund because the problem is we are using payment merchants and if any chargeback.
Okay, I understand, but just so you know, I already told you I will not pay for that, okay? I will not wait long enough that it's been too long and American Express says, I'm sorry whether you wanted it or not, you got to pay that $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that happens, I'll expect you to pay me back.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, if you don't want the copies, then obviously we're going to refund the amount. That won't be a problem.
Yeah. What I will say, it'll help, okay? It'll help a lot, is you can go ahead and make sure I get my copies, okay?
Yep.
Because
yep,
I want those for the store, okay?
Uh-huh. The previous copies, right?
Yeah,
the 300.
Yeah. Yeah, get those for me. And that's fine. I'll pay for those. That's expected. And I need those in the store. In fact, I just sold some more books now. I have one book left of Out of the Fog and two of The Dysfunctional Family. And I'm going to run out of books and I'm going to run out of anything to sell. So I have no option to make money.
You surely get the copies. The thing is, remember I told you yesterday that the order has been processed from our end for your copies too. So
yep.
They are in the printing process and will be delivered to you most probably by the end of the next week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good because then I'll leave and I won't have a chance to sell them anyway. But
yep, exactly.
What I'll do is I'll use some of my copies to take
mm-hmm.
with me to Maine,
mm-hmm.
right? And try to let people see those copies so that they'll order them. That's the best I can do. But in the meantime, we've got to stop this Mark Richer thing. This is,
sure.
I mean, between the standees, no matter whether you make them or me, and the books, this thing can get to $18,000
mm-hmm.
in no time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to put a stop to it. But before we do, well, you can right away already, but
mm-hmm.
I really would like you to talk to Mark Richer
mm-hmm.
and see what he says. Because I think once we've made the call and confront him, we'll never reach him again. We'll never talk to him again.
Sure.
He'll hide out.
Let me have a word with him. Let me try to give him a call, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm sorry for this bad stuff. I was hoping for some good news, but I don't think it's happening.
Same here, Carl. I was not expecting this. But
no.
Let's see. Let's have a word with him, what he comes up with, and then we'll decide what to do next.
That's right. I can't imagine what he wanted with 2,000 books. If he wasn't with
exactly,
millions.
That's my point exactly.
Yeah, but as the security man for Barnes and Noble, he said probably he was going the when you got all the books and ready to send them and you asked for the address, he would have said, oh, one other thing, I need $5,000 for these book displays or whatever, right? And that's what he was probably going to do.
There might be a possibility, but let's have a word with him first. Let's see what he comes up with, and then we'll decide what to do.
Okay, and you can also tell him about our suspicion. Part of that was lifted because why in the world would he want you or me to have all of our merchandise shipped to us for several hundred dollars and then turn around and ship it to him for several hundred dollars more? You know,
that's
And for withholding the contract, that was, to me, I've been in business a lot of years. That's never been done. So anyway, please do that. If you can reach him today, that's good. But we're still going to put, I've already put a stop to the standees. I can't stop the bookmarks because they're almost all printed. So we've got to put a stop to this because I just cannot pay for, you know, $12,000 for books. Okay?
All right, Carl. I got your point.
All right.
Let's try
Thank
to
you.
Have a word with him first, and we'll move forward.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No worries. Take care of yourself.
Okay. You too, Steve. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.